Testing, testing, Senate Committee on Education, Monday, April the 26th, 1999, 1 p.m., Hearing Room B, Senator Tom Hardtong, Chair.
The Senate Committee on Education, and we'll enter into a work session on Senate Bill 1093. Do you want to call somebody to stand with
you? Yes, your attorney is here.
Oh, good. Welcome to the committee, and tell us what we have here in 1093.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, good afternoon. My name is Steve Statham, General Counsel for Oregon Health Sciences University. I don't very often get a positive greeting like that.
It's a little different.
Yeah, I'm usual court.
Yeah.
I know our time's short, so I would like to just confine my comments to an issue that came up at the last committee hearing I was not able to attend, but had to do with an exemption we're seeking for the open meetings law for our board meetings, and give you a couple comments on that, and then if you have questions about that or any other aspects of the bill, feel free to ask and be glad to answer them. I'd like to refer you to, it's the LC Amendments number 3 version, page 3 of the LC, the proposed amendments to the bill, line 26, has some new language that we have crafted, we believe will be acceptable to the vast majority of the members of the committee, and that was a result of some meetings we had with members of the committee and a real effort on our part to narrow the language from what we had started with, which had to do with sensitive commercial or financial information not customarily provided to competitors. And we've tried to narrow that language and believe that it should be acceptable to most of you, if not all of you. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you. Questions or comments?
Mr. Chair, exactly where are we looking now?
Senator Gordley?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mm-hmm. Which page?
It's page 3 of the LC Amendments, line 26.
That would be the dash 3 amendment?
Yes, the dash 3
page
amendment.
Page 3, line 26. Why don't you tell us what, in your mind, this does, how it changes it?
Sure. Originally, we requested an exemption that would track the language in the public records law that has an exemption for matters of a commercial or sensitive financial nature. I think that there were questions raised at the last meeting that I didn't attend about what that meant and whether that might be broader than what we really needed. And what we've tried to do with the language is narrow it to something that we really feel is critical for our board to be as effective as we think it needs to be in the climate we're operating in. And it's really focused on strategic issues, probably broken down into three categories. One would be mergers, business combinations, financings, that sort of category. A second would be property matters, and the third being health system strategies, strategic kinds of issues. So we took the general language that we started with that tracked the existing exemption in the public records law and tried to narrow that significantly. We think we've done that.
Okay, so we can consider this further. The chair would move that we adopt the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 1093. Is there an objection?
Yes.
Object? Okay. Clerk will call the roll on adopting the dash 3 amendments to Senate Bill 1093.
Vice Chair
Duncan?
Aye.
Yes.
Senator
Duncan?
Aye.
Senator
Gordon?
No.
Chair Duncan? Aye. Motion is passed. Chair moves that the amended Senate Bill 1093 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion?
Mr. Chair, thank you very much. I am still not comfortable with the language that has just been adopted by amendment. I think we are still talking about seeking an exemption from the open meetings public records law, and I appreciate that there is new phrasing before us, but the new phrasing strikes me as just euphemistic language, and I find myself still faced with the same basic question or problem, and that is seeking an exemption from the public meetings law. So for that reason, I'm unable to support the bill.
Thank you. Further discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Senator.
I raised a lot of concerns when they were here last time, and I met with them, and I'm satisfied that this meets the concerns I had.
Okay, thank you. Senator Courtney, any comments?
Just got to call my name. Not have me think too much about it, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, actually, I'm looking for four votes. Do you have any questions?
No, I'll support it. I'm going to support it.
Is there further discussion? Not. The chair moves that the amended Senate Bill 1093 be sent to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The clerk will call the roll.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Hi.
No.
Hi.
Aye. Motion is passed. Any volunteers for carriers?
Aye.
Senator Duncan will carry Senate Bill 1093. We'll close the work session on Senate Bill 1093 and open a work session on Senate Bill 101. Jan, do you want to tell us what we have here now?
Bill 101, we heard way back in March, requires full funding for all children eligible for pre-kindergarten programs. If you have a fiscal impact in front of you, I read it quickly, it's $99 million. It does not have a referral to Ways and Means yet. You may want to consider adding that.
Okay, we are in a work session. You want to just move to Ways and Means? What's the pleasure of the committee?
Well, Mr. Chair, I think if we're going to be consistent, since one of our other bills, Senate Bill 103, which deals with multicultural curriculum, found its way to Ways and Means, this one better follow suit.
All right, further discussion? Senator Gordley moves that Senate Bill 101 be referred to Ways and Means. See, with no recommendation or do pass recommendation, what's the pleasure of the committee?
Mr. Chair, I would make that motion with a do pass.
With a do pass recommendation.
Yes.
Any discussion? Clerk will call the roll on sending Senate Bill 101 to Ways and Means with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Duncan?
Aye.
Senator
Boyd? Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Chair
Hudson. Aye. Motion is passed. We'll close the work session on 101 and open the work session on Senate Bill 786. Jan, you want to tell us what we have there now?
Senate Bill 786 changes the name of the Adult Literacy Act to the Adult Education and Family Literacy Act and also appropriates money to the Office of Community College Services. $6.5 million to expand adult skill centers, $3.5 million to expand adult literacy and skill programs, and $5 million targeted investments in workforce literacy, family literacy, and English language proficiency programs. It does have prior referral to Ways and Means, and there are no amendments.
Okay, you've heard the presentation. Is there any questions? So I would accept a motion to send...
So move, Mr. Chair.
Senator Duncan moves Senate Bill 786 to the Ways and Means Committee with a do-pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. We'll close the work session on 786 and open the work session on 8.
Yeah. Before you do that, I am looking at the Legislative Fiscal Office impact assessment for this bill.
786?
Yeah, and just want to note for the record that there's a statement here that says there's a potential fiscal impact on state and local government, but we don't know what that is.
Okay.
And I'm assuming that at some point we will know what it is.
So noted. Thank you, Senator. Any other comments on 786? Six. If not, I will close the work session and open the work session on 870.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senator Shields' office came to me this morning and asked if we could delay this until Wednesday. They'd like another amendment drafted up.
That's easy to do. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 870, move it forward to Wednesday, and I close the work session and open the work session on 887.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is the bill that would require school district boards to require a firearm safety education program for K-5 students. Senator Courtney has an amendment. It would be the -2 amendment that would allow schools to use state programs as well as national programs and allow those programs to neither encourage nor discourage the use of firearms.
Thank you. Senator Courtney.
The amendment would add, as the bill now reads, it talks about that the program should be of the type approved by a national organization. I added or state organization because it seems to me that the state police, the county sheriffs, the state city police, as well as others, could be just as informed or prepared to come into a grade school and talk about guns and gun safety as the National Rifle Association or any other national organization. So that was to give more flexibility to the school boards to handle this in a way that would, you know, not be so burdensome, because I just wanted to tell you, Mr. Green's not happy with me. Now there's already a word in here about help me here. It says shall not discourage is already existing language. Well, if you're not supposed to discourage, then I don't think if it's going to be an objective program, which is my intention, it should not be encouraged either. So the word or encourage should be in there, which, interestingly enough, when I talked to the NRA officials, they had some of the bill on the House side, which did have discourage or encourage. It just didn't get into this bill. So let me just tell you where it's. That's why I want it to be encourage or discourage. Now, so that's those amendments. Now, let me just tell the committee where it's at, since it's a work session. I'm going to be fairly by the audience. Nobody likes me now. Jim Green, a good friend, he's upset because it's a mandate, although, you know, I tried to tell him, I'm not requiring teachers to do it or anything. I'm going to look to outside volunteer organizations. I'm not saying they have to do it more than once a year. They can do it, you know, however. I just heard something very alarming. I wish that Rick Metzger would come in here, because he's coming about this bill. He's in the next room. He told me just like over the weekend at an Alamo hall meeting at Decatur, they had three kids they threw out of elementary school. Out of elementary school, because they brought weapons into elementary school. Folks. I'm talking elementary. I didn't mention middle or high school. This is elementary school. So, and a lot of kids, they're around guns, or they come around guns, because they're not, you know, their family doesn't have guns, etc. They don't know that much about guns, and so this is just a basic course. Now, as far as I understand that there's other concerns. The Oregon gun owners are mad because it would require, before somebody could do this program, they'd have to go through maybe a background. That's Jim Green says a background check, a criminal background check. So I understand they're not happy about that. So you got to know, I did a good job here in making doing something good, but also making some people mad. And so I just wanted you to know that, Mr. Chair, going in. I want everybody in the committee to know this going in, that. I guess the gun community may be divided on this, or maybe even the NRA's off it now because I added the word or state-recognized organization. They're not mad, as I understand, about the word encourage, whereas I understand, according to Jim Green, they could, you know, the gun owners, people can hear talk, they don't like the fact that maybe, I don't know what their concern is. So I don't think it's a bad idea, given what we're going through in our society. I have here the statistics that we're all well aware of. The latest report showed that 136 kids were expelled for bringing firearms to schools. And I don't know, I don't have a breakout of that in terms of grade school, elementary, or high school. So that's the amendment, and that's what's involved, and tried to be as honest and fair as I could about the players as to how they feel about it. I don't see, where's Green? I don't see Jim Green. I see the Oregon gun owners, they're out there. I don't know, the NARA's out there, so they can either, you can either ask them all to talk or whatever. I've tried to.
Mr. Chair, to help the senator from the Capitol out, I asked my staff to ask Senator Metzger to step in, because I would really like to hear what he has to say.
Okay, thank you very much, Senator.
And thank you. He just needs a copy of the bill.
Here, take my copy. Now, it's not amended. Here's the amendment. Don't pay attention to my highlight and yellow. Just do it.
Senator Courtney said that you related to him an incident that you learned of at a town hall meeting. You want to tell us how you think that would be affected by 87?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, for the record, my name is Rick Metzger, State Senator. District Court team, specifically I'm in support of Senate Bill 887. And members of the body, we've had a lot of discussions about firearms and their place and their role. But most importantly, I think we all agree that proper firearm safety and understanding what the purpose of firearms are is really critical. I was in a town hall in Estacada, and after touring schools there on Friday, and the superintendent told me that in three separate instances this year, they've had to expel students for having guns in school. What was most alarming about that was the fact that all three were at an elementary school. One was a fourth grader. And I think, you know, the understanding of what the purpose of guns are and safety and how to safely use guns is critical. I grew up in a rural town in Sandy. I had hunter safety when I was 7 years old. It was absolutely a critical part of my education, how to properly handle a firearm, how important it is to understand what firearms are for and what they're not for. And as we talk about firearm safety and we talk about what we're going to do about kids and in education, I think it's very incumbent on us, first of all, Mr. Chair, is to make sure that we don't forget that important component, which is education, and teach kids, you know, what firearms are for and how they are to be used for carefully, how to react in situations that we have talked about on the floor. We're not doing any education on that. And ignoring the problem, just like many other problems that we have, is not going to help move us to the next level, which is safety for all of our children. I strongly support this. I think even if, while the issue itself is sensitive to a lot of folks, one thing that is critical is that we do teach our children about guns, what they're for, how they work, how to react in those situations in which you're confronted with them, so they have a respect as well as an understanding of what a firearm is. And with that, Mr. Chair, that would conclude my testimony.
Thank you. Any questions or comments for Senator Metzger? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
To get this bill in front of us, I will move that we adopt the -2 amendments to Senate Bill 887. Is there discussion?
Mr. Chair, I'm just wondering if, do I understand correctly that the School Board Association is okay with this latest version? No.
They don't want mandates.
Yeah.
And they see this as a mandate, and Jim Green said to me just moments ago out in the hallway, I mean, he's not ready to take my life, but he said he won't speak to me for the rest of the session. And so, but I said, I'm not part of that. I'm not playing any games. They don't want any mandates.
Okay. Can you go? Excuse me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Thank you. That's my concern about this, too. I am going to support this because, you know, I think we've all learned a lot of lessons here in recent events about doing everything we can to ensure safety in schools. But I think why I'm okay with this, even though it is a mandate, and I've tried to be consistent on not placing new mandates on our schools, but you did say that this would not require that every teacher have a program in their classroom. So we're talking about the school could have a school assembly maybe and do something, or is that correct?
Yes. Mr. Chair, can I respond?
Certainly.
If you remember the public testimony we had on this, and I'm looking at the gentleman, he talked about the number of schools they've gone into voluntarily. There are organizations that will go in, and they will do the education for the school, and that's what I'm relying on. I'm not relying on teachers or administrators to do it on. That's why I put in here, they've got in here a national association. I've also said state organizations that will do it.
Okay.
Now, I realize still they've got to set the schedule up, and the principals or the vice principals have got to do it. And I didn't say, you know, but maybe once a year they take all first graders and they put them in the gym and they say, like they pointed out the 60-minute program, if you come into a room and you see a revolver, these are the three things you should do. I remember the testimony about either leave the room immediately, go find an adult, or don't go near it. That's my understanding of what we're talking about here. I'm not talking about teachers going back through some kind of training or anything else. I'm not looking to them, and I want that on the record, and that's why I realize it's a mandate, but it's not the kind of mandate that involves the Sims or something like that, where every single teacher's got to get involved. And that's not my intention.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Chair?
Senator Duncan and then Senator Bridget.
Sure.
Mr. Chair, I'm a bit frustrated, and I really do like the Senator from the Capitol.
Capital City is his full title.
The Capitol.
No, it's the Capitol. It's the word. I'm not talking about it. It's the Capitol. Anyway.
Well, wherever he's from. But anyhow, the timing of this right now, this is an emotional issue right at the moment, and I understand that. And I'm concerned about it just as everyone else is right now. First of all, I keep thinking, you know, we have a Board of Education. And are we trying to be the Board of Education? And I really get bothered by that. I think it's inappropriate for the Legislative Assembly to be writing curriculum. And I look at even the way the law reads, you're having someone else provide the curriculum. I'm just so frustrated with the bill. I mean, I don't know. I know I'm going to vote for the thing. I don't want to vote for it. I want schools to be doing something in this area, but I think this is an inappropriate way to go about it.
If I might respond to that, I too was impressed with the Eddie Eagle testimony. Tim Pitzer, and I remember in the last session, he spent a lot of time on Eddie Eagle. And what I like about it is that it's not a mandate necessarily from the legislature, but here you have volunteers and we're trying to get local control, and I think the figure was 98 schools have had this Eddie Eagle program, and so we'd be drawing on the community that has an interest in this.
Well, Mr. Chair, I have no problem with the Eddie Eagle program, and I think it's an excellent.
So vote aye for it.
What?
So vote aye.
Well, I may, but it's a bad precedent for us to get into.
Okay.
And we really. Let's abolish the State Board of Education.
No.
Okay.
Well, out of the school.
Well, okay. All right. But I mean, the point is, at what point do we keep saying, well, we'll just deal with this one issue and this one issue and this one issue, and it doesn't work. It really doesn't work. You put these laws on the books, and they're difficult to enforce out there. You don't give the department any. You do not give the department any enforcement authority here, so instead of physician visits, what enforces this thing? Like I say, it's kind of like the kind animals, Sancho T. Willard Day, all of those things. It falls into that kind of a category, is what I'm saying.
Not in my mind. If you don't vote for this, what you're saying is the status quo is just fine. I mean, disregard what's happening around us today.
No, Mr. Chair, you heard me. You heard me make my remarks at the very beginning. I've been clear. I want the industry to do something.
Okay.
But, you know, I really think they should be working with the board.
Senator Gordon and Senator.
Thank you. I'm prepared to vote for this today because I am concerned about school violence. I'm concerned about violence associated with guns. I'm also concerned that we can do more about gun safety, to educate about gun safety. And I see this this measure as a tool, a much-needed tool, given the climate that we're all living in. And as far as this being a mandate and whether we are taking the place of a school board or you know, acting in a or inserting ourselves in a way that, you know, perhaps we shouldn't. That may very well be, but I'm just feeling a sense of urgency about where we are, and I want us to adopt as many tools as we can this session that are gonna help our schools, help our kids. One of the appeals of this program is that it also comes in a Spanish language version. We did not get that information on the record during the hearing, but I discovered that information after the hearing. That is very appealing to me, again, given the demographics of our school populations and who it is we're trying to reach with the information. In terms of how it's disseminated, whether every single teacher has to be the person who delivers the curriculum in the classroom, I think there are other models. I can recall that when Measure 11 passed, I think it was the district attorney, not the district attorney, the attorney general at that time was Ted Kulongoski, and he and others worked to put together a videotape that described and defined the law in terms that young people could understand, and those videotapes were disseminated to, as I understand it, every single school in the state. And I believe that most of our schools, I hope all of them, held assemblies, all focused on understanding Measure 11 and what Measure 11 impact could be for kids. So it's a tool. Let's use it.
Thank you, Senator Courtney.
Just one last thing. I hosted a chair about this 2 weeks ago. Share it before the Wilson thing even happened. I want you to know that before the Wilson ever happened, I hosted a chair 2 weeks ago. I'm not trying to exploit the Wilson thing to get any kind of emotional vote here at all. I want you to know that I hosted 2 weeks ago, or at least even on the
network.
I know
it was.
Yes.
Certainly, Senator.
I just wanted to say that either education works or it doesn't. And if it doesn't, we should save ourselves a lot of tax dollars. I think education does work, and I think that we're talking life and death,
mm-hmm.
and this is a different way of teaching reading or math or not. This is, you know, kids need the information that's in this, and I think that it's good to use a national or a state one. It's already been written. We don't, I know you mentioned that we shouldn't write curriculum. Well, thank goodness we don't have to, because this has been tested all over the country, and we know it works. And so I feel very good about it. I know last time, wasn't it, we just say may have this curriculum in the school, and this will say that it's there to be taught to the children. I think it's a great idea.
Thank you. Further discussion on the motion to amend. Is there any objection to amending 887 with the -2 amendments? Seeing...
I think that... Have you seen a state program? Have you seen a state curriculum?
No, I put that in there because I assumed that they could go to like the state police, the counties, the sheriffs, or those. That's what I.
Well, use the Eagle, so I think.
Well, they could. Okay, it could be then. I just wanted to make sure the school district had those options of those kinds of people. That's all I was trying to. I didn't.
They have the video. And
right. Okay. That's all I'm trying to do. Nothing else. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay, further discussion on the amendments. Is there an objection?
Well, I don't think they're necessary.
Well, no. The clerk will call the roll, please, on amending Senate Bill 887 with the
Mr. Amendment. Can I say something?
Certainly.
You're aware the word encourage is part of these amendments, and that's pretty important because the way the bill's written now, you shouldn't do anything in the program that discourages gun ownership. Even the NRA told me the word encourage should also be part, not just said or encourage, just so you know. You may still want to vote no, but that's also a part of the amendment, Senator Shannon, just so you know. Because there's a bill that you put in the House that said encourage or discourage. So that word encourage, I think, is a pretty important word, too, because, you know, I'm not trying to... The job of these people is not to encourage or discourage. It's safety, it's the use of guns and understanding guns. That's it. So I want you to know you're voting on that in these amendments as well. So you vote the way you want, but that, I think, is the most important part of the amendment, maybe in a way.
Well, I think that the tendency is more to discourage than it is to encourage. It's just safety. I think it's a good bill to raise. All right.
Okay, clerk will call a roll on the -2 amendments to 887.
No.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Senator Courtney moves the amended bill 887, the dash two amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Senator Courtney? Yes.
Aye.
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 I feel very good about it. I know last time, wasn't it, we just say may have this curriculum in the schools, and this will say that it's there to be taught to the children. I think that's the way
that is. Thank you. Further discussion on the motion to amend. Is there any objection to amending 887 with a dash two amendments? Seeing...
I think that... Have you seen a state program? Have you seen a state curriculum?
No, I put that in there because I assumed that they could go to like the state police, the counties, the sheriffs, or those. That's what
I. Well, use the Eagle. So I think.
Well, they could. Okay, it could be then. I just wanted to make sure the school district had those options of those kinds of people. That's all I was trying to do. I didn't.
They have the video. And
right. Okay. That's all I'm trying to do. Nothing else. That's all I'm trying to do.
Okay, further discussion on the amendments. Is there any objection?
Well, I don't think they're necessary, so I'll vote no.
Vote no. The clerk will call the roll, please, on amending Senate Bill 887 with the Agnes Amendment.
Can I say something?
Certainly.
You're aware the word encourage is part of these amendments, and that's pretty important because the way the bill's written now, you shouldn't do anything in the program that discourages gun ownership. Even the NRA told me the word encourage should also be part, not just said or encourage, just so you know. You may still want to vote no, but that's also a part of the amendment, Senator Shannon, just so you know. Because there's a bill they put to the House that said encourage or discourage. So that word encourage, I think, is a pretty important word, too, because, you know, I'm not trying to, the job of these people is not to encourage or discourage, it's safety and use of guns and understanding guns. That's it. So I want you to know you're voting on that in these amendments as well. So you vote where you want, but that, I think, is the most important part of the amendment, maybe in a way.
Well, I think that the tendency is more to discourage than it is to encourage. It's just safety. I think it's a good bill to raise it. All right.
Okay, clerk will call a roll on the dash two amendments to 887.
No.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passed. Senator Courtney moves the amended bill 887, the dash two amendments to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? The clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Duncan?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is passed. Senator Courtney will carry the bill. Close the hearing on our work session on 887. While we have a moment here, I want to respond to a comment that Senator Gordley made Friday about, we have imposed on ourselves more or less time limits on all of these bills that we have that address the Springfield-Littleton situation. And so I asked President Adams and Speaker Snodgrass this morning to, if they would go through, have someone go through every bill that's in each House committee and Senate committee that affects this arena, it would help us establish our priorities on where we should spend our time. We obviously can't do every single bill, so we have to establish some priorities. The thing that made me think that we should do that, I didn't read everything that was written in the Oregonian this weekend. One thing I did read was an editorial in the Sunday New York Times, and I'll get you a copy of that. It just identified the areas, including, you know, our social problems, our moral problems with the
sort of thing that happened in Springfield and Littleton. So that's the way I want to address this, is let's look at all the bills and try to identify what would appear to be the most important in addressing that situation. So we will move to a work session on Senate Bill 1091. And what do we have here?
Chair, members of the committee, this is the Ready to Read pilot program we heard about that would establish a pilot program in the Bethel School District. There are no amendments, but it does appropriate money, and it does have a prior referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair,
okay, discussion, please.
I would move 1091 to Ways and Means with a good health recommendation.
Senator Duncan has moved Senate Bill 1091, the ready-to-read program, to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Seeing none, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Yes.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion is passed. Close the work session on Senate Bill 1091 and open work session on Senate Bill 668. Jan?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 668 comes to us from Senator Beyer and creates an endowment fund for the arts. There is a fiscal impact that we just got recently on the original bill. Senator Beyer also gave us a dash one amendment that we could use if we wanted to, and it would delay funding of the program until July 1, 2001. If you didn't want to have a fiscal impact this biennium, you'd want to adopt a dash one amendment.
Mr. Chair,
Senator Gordon,
I would move that we adopt a dash one amendment, which would have the effect of keeping this bill alive. I've talked with Senator Beyer about this approach, and he agrees that that's why the amendment is here.
Sure. Okay, Senator Gordley moves that we amend Senate Bill 668 with the dash one amendments. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered.
I want to consider rescinding the Ways and Means referral then.
All right. Senator Gordley moves that we rescind the Ways and Means referral as a result of the dash one amendment. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Do you want to move it to the floor?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 668. As amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Gordley moves Senate Bill 668 to the floor with a due pass recommendation, the amended bill. Is there a discussion?
Mr. Chair, I would just suggest that all of us who enjoyed the performance this morning in the Senate chamber of the Northwest African American Ballet got a glimpse of one of Oregon's many art treasures, and I think that Senator Beyer has put forth a measure that really deserves a lot more consideration than we'll be able to give it this session in terms of funding. But we really do need to look at how we can create a funding stream that keeps our arts community healthy and whole, and with that said, I support this wholeheartedly.
Thank you for the discussion. Seeing none, the clerk will call a roll on sending Senate Bill 668 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Senator
Aye. Yes.
Senator
Gordley?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion is passed. Senator Gordley, would you like to carry that?
I would love to carry it. Thank you.
Senator Gordley will carry. I'll close the 668. Work session and open.
Mr. Chair, I'll check with Senator Beyer on this.
Okay, I'll leave it to your discretion then. Okay. I'll open the work session on Senate Bill 837. What do we have here, Jim?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 837 appropriates some general fund money to the Office of Community College Services for targeted training. We heard some testimony from, I think it was Intel and electronics people. This also includes food processing. There are no amendments, but it does have a prior referral to Ways and Means.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Duncan?
I think it's a great idea. Whether the money's going to be there to do it, I don't know. But I suggest we send to Ways and Means. Therefore, I'm going to move it to send Senate Bill 837 to Ways and Means with a due process recommendation.
Senator Duncan moves Senate Bill 837 to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Clerk will call the roll.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Yes. Aye. Motion passed. We'll close the work session on 837 and open work session on 923. Jan?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 923 is a higher ed program operated at the U of O that would expand the Resource Assistance for Rural Environments program, the RARE program, which sends graduate students and some undergraduate students out into rural communities to help them write grants and give them technical assistance to try to develop their community economically. There are no amendments, but it does have a prior referral to Ways and Means.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, move that we send Senate Bill 923 to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Castillo moves Senate Bill 923 to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, hearing none, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Boykin?
Aye.
Senator
Steele?
Aye.
Senator
Boykin?
Aye.
Aye. Motion is passed. We'll close the work session on 923 and open the work session on 976.
Here I move 976. Let's see. Okay, there is a discipline test with you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, it does have a prior referral to Ways and Means. So whenever there's a prior referral, Ways and Means doesn't prepare a fiscal impact.
Okay. I move 976 to be sent to Ways and Means with due pass recommendation.
Senator Duncan moves Senate Bill 976 to Ways and Means with a due pass recommendation. Is there discussion? Let's see, Senator Duncan removes.
Yes, I do.
There's a dash one amendment.
Move the amendment.
Okay, Senator Duncan, so that we can have it before us, moves the dash one amendments to Senate Bill 976. Is there objection? Seeing none, hearing none, so ordered.
Say I move 976 as amended to the Ways and Means Review Pass recommendation.
Senator Duncan moves. In a minute. Yes, go ahead.
The effect of the amendment would be to delay funding. It takes out the language as to when the funding would be given by the state. If you look at the bill, it takes the phrase that it eliminates is by 2001, funding for early childhood education for children from birth to 3 years of age shall be available. And it just to pick up the sentence on line 9, it says state shall fund early childhood education for children from birth to 3. So again, it eliminates when the state would have to fund early childhood. So it was an optional amendment that was brought by the sponsor just in case the committee didn't feel comfortable funding it.
Sure, I was right the first time.
Okay.
Well, let's see. If we adopt the dash one amendments, we don't have to pay attention to the prior fiscal implications.
Correct. We still have to rescind formally the Ways and Means.
After we adopted the dash one amendments and passed it to the floor, it would be passed.
Correct.
Okay. Is that your motion?
Well, no, I guess the question is, come up with some new thinkings right now. Do we want to fund it as soon as possible, or could we? Because what Jan is saying, we're delaying the funding now.
It just does not say when we would be funding. You know, with the dash one amendment.
With the dash one amendment.
Now, that may be the reality, but I don't know if that what message we
I don't know. Let's have a discussion on it. You have, you understand the options? If we don't amend the bill, why it goes to Ways and Means, and it has an requires an appropriation. If we amend it, why be by the year 2001? Isn't that what it
means?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, so that may be the reality of what happened, but I don't know if that's the...
Yeah.
What difference does it make if we don't put that in? I mean, I don't... They're either going to fund it or not.
The only advantage to not putting the or to putting the amendments in would you could have a policy discussion on the floor of the Senate, or you can have a policy discussion in the Ways and Means Subcommittee on Education if the funding, if the original bill is, remains the way it is now.
What did Senator Shields say?
Where did these amendments come from?
What's your preference?
Senator Shields, I think he just offered them as another option for the committee.
Mr. Chair, I guess I'm thinking if we refer this to Ways and Means right now, if they happen to have money, they could fund it, great. If they don't have money, it won't get funded. So what's the... It's going to be referred to Ways and Means either way, right?
Well, there's prior referral. If we adopt the dash one amendment, it would we could possibly assume the referral.
I see. And then
the amendment would be rescinded.
We haven't gained anything, really, have we?
Let's see. Senator Castillo and Senator Gordley, you're on the bill along with Senator Shields. What's your preference?
My preference would be doing that, which keeps the policy issue alive for the longest period of time. And so if that's sending it to, that would be sending it directly to the floor. Otherwise, it's not.
So we'd adopt the dash one amendments and rescind the appropriation. That was smart. Okay. Let's see, Karen, did
you have that motion in? None of them.
We adopted the dash one amendments, didn't we?
Right.
Karen? Yeah, okay. And so now...
I move.
Senator Duncan moves the amended Senate Bill 976 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. The clerk will call the roll.
Vice Chair Katina?
Aye.
Senator Courtney?
Yes.
Senator Gordley?
Aye.
Senator Shannon?
No.
Chair Hartford?
Aye. Motion is passed. The chair moves that we rescind the Ways and Means referral. Is there any discussion on rescinding the Ways and Means referral?
Can we do that?
Yes.
You can recommend
that we rescind. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. We'll close the work session on 976. We'll let Senator Shields carry it. He was spent a lot of time on that. Senate Bill 751. We'll open the work session. Jan, what do we have there?
Members of the committee, this would be the uniform bill, and Senator Lynn's office called me today. They're interested in having some amendments drafted, and so it's going to be rescheduled for when.
Okay.
Did it allow a dress code for teachers?
It does not.
Did you ask that? I have an amendment written up.
Yeah.
If school, if they want, you can adopt a dress code.
Okay.
For teachers.
For teachers.
And administration. Okay.
And staff. Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll close the work session on...
Okay. Before you do that,
certainly.
I just want to point out a couple of things that have been pointed out to me. Let me ask the question. Is the Oregon School Board Association still against this bill or opposed?
Jim Green is saying it doesn't matter based on his hand motions and head shake. Mm-hmm. They are not opposed.
So what may I ask?
What sure, Jim, would you come up to the table?
We're talking, Mr. Chair.
We're talking about the
uniform.
The school uniform, Senator Lindsville.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Jim Green representing the Oregon School Board Association. When I testified earlier, we weren't opposed to Senate Bill 751. We're currently doing this in many of our school districts. I think the ACLU has some concerns about the constitutionality of exemptions, and I think that's the amendment that Senator Lynn's office is looking at drafting.
All right.
To bring that back on Wednesday to make sure that there's an exemption and an opt-out for families for a variety of reasons that need to be in there to make it constitutional. We have school districts that are doing this right now, Senator Gordon.
All right. Thank you very much for the clarification.
Jim, is there any difference in the way school districts would implement, a dress code or a uniform, or what's the distinction there between the two?
The distinction between a uniform and a dress code, a uniform would lay out exactly what you can wear, which would be, I would liken it to like a military school where they have to wear a uniform, where a dress code is, like they have out at Lake LaBiche Elementary School here in the Salem Kaiser School District, where the students can wear tan pants and a white shirt, red shirt, or blue shirt, or when the weather's warming up, tan shorts, the girls can wear tan skirts or shorts, pants. That's more of a dress code as opposed to a uniform. This bill won't change what school districts do. We've been approached by many school districts that want to implement this, and we always say, before you go down this road, make sure you get your parent groups together at your building level so that you come together on what may be an appropriate dress code. What happens if parents can't afford it? What happens if they have a religious exemption to it? What happens if they just don't want their kids to conform to that for a variety of reasons? And I think that's some of the language that Senator Lynn's office is currently looking at.
Have many school districts in the state, do they have a dress code now as compared to, say, last session 2 years ago?
Mr. Chair, there has been an increase in over the biennium of the number of schools in the state that have implemented one. I can't give you exact figures, but we were approached at our policy department level with a variety of requests and increases for school districts to adopt a policy on a dress code or a uniform.
Based on what you hear or feel, has it been fairly well accepted by communities where they have implemented it?
Mr. Chair, once they get the parents on board, and that's why we always emphasize with our boards and with the local schools that they get those parent groups, get your local site councils together, activated parents, whomever, get them together, and I think if you get buy-off there, you're better off when you implement the policy rather than just coming from the top down saying, we're going to have a dress code. And I think that's the way it works best. This bill doesn't prohibit that. We don't have a problem with the bill. We just believe we can currently do this and don't need a bill for those purposes.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Gordon.
An additional question. Do you know if Senator Lynn is also working on the definition of gang-related clothing? Is that the phrase?
Senator Gordon, I do not know.
Okay. I was just saying, Mr. Chair, that that's one of the phrases that troubles me in the bill. It's just so broad, mm-hmm. and I don't think we have any language yet that refines that in a way that I would be comfortable with.
Right, and we do with the Littleton trench coat mafia. We have full-length black trench coats. That I don't know if that would fit in the gang description or not. So we'll have that bill in front of us on Wednesday. Is there any other discussion on the dress code, Senator?
Would that apply to an FFA jacket also?
Would you ask Senator Lynn that he's in the process of developing an amendment? That's certainly a consideration.
It's the same thing as
a Letterman sweater.
Yeah, Letterman sweater. DECA, FDLA, all those.
FDLA.
Okay, any other words of wisdom? You'll be here on Wednesday to share your thoughts. Okay, thank you. We'll close, if we haven't already done it, the work session on Senate Bill 751. And open the work session on SJR 12. Jan?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, this is a resolution that requests school districts consider lower caseloads for special education teachers. We had a hearing with a couple of special education teachers who talked about their paperwork and how that took time away from their teaching.
Okay, is there... Let's see, there's no amendments to this?
There are no amendments.
Okay, what's the pleasure of the committee? Someone like to move SCR 12 to 4 with the due pass recommendation?
So moved, Mr. Chair.
Senator Castillo moves SCR 12 to the 4 with a due pass recommendation. Is there a discussion? Seeing none, the clerk will call the roll. Yes.
Senator
Duncan?
Aye.
Senator
George?
Aye.
Senator Gordon?
Aye.
Senator Kennedy?
Aye.
Senator Castillo? Aye. Senator Castillo? Aye. Motion is passed. Senator Castillo,
tradable? Sure.
Okay. Is there any other business to come before the committee?
Good work.
We are adjourned. Yeah. Oh, are you?